What is up, networkers? We've got a lot of great stuff moving forward in the network. But here today, the Pilot Network Podcast, this is our chance as a network of aviation professionals to open up those hangar doors. Yes, I know people don't necessarily like that saying, but to open the hangar doors and explore the depths of our career field. Our goal is to uncover the answers to questions many of us have been too afraid to ask, we didn't know to ask, or just something that we cannot seem to get our skull around. TPN is really fortunate to have some fantastic partners in the world of airline transport, pilot training, and certificating. There truly is no better entity than Milta ATP in our eyes. Isn't that right, Matthew?
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have been supported for quite some time by Chris Kresge and his team at Milta ATP. They've been probably one of the longest running sponsors of TPN. And it's absolutely an honor to have you with us again today, Chris. Thanks a lot for being here.
Happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
I guess the biggest thing, for those who haven't heard of Milta ATP yet, we talk about it on TPN a lot and try to get as much exposure for you as possible, but can you just give us a brief synopsis about what your company is and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Although we are a full-service flight school, we specialize in helping military pilots of all branches transition to major airlines and other things that we'll talk about later. We have partnered with what I believe are the best segments of the industry to get people hired. Interview prep through Emerald Coast, application review through Checked and Set. The partnership with TPN has been fantastic. We've partnered with Delta Airlines for the certification training program that leads to the ATP written. And then we execute the practical, but we've put together an entire course that involves everybody, and we've priced it so that we are cheaper than anybody else in the nation, too. Particularly excited to tell you guys that I got a phone call today from a young man who I'm not going to name, but he called us because he heard the last podcast that you and I did, and he was very, very pleased to hear the information that we put out there. And it absolutely answered the questions that he was going to ask and didn't need to.
That's the biggest thing. There's a lot of flight schools out there, especially, you know, smaller ones doing ATPs. How is the program that you guys have put together different? I mean, I obviously know the answer to this because I went through the program. You've pieced together all those businesses, but how do you actually proceed with the course? Like, how does that work functionally?
Yeah, so I call it a soup to nuts course. You know, I put this course together simply because as I transitioned out of the Air Force myself, I figured that I would get a phone call in a red hot minute. I figured there would be some company that would have figured this out, and I would simply call them up, pay for their services, and they would put me on the pristine path to being an airline pilot. And that, boy, that couldn't have been further from the truth. There's certainly was a lot of companies out there that did the pieces individually, and I can't say enough great things about Emerald Coast and Checked and Set and TPN. Individually, great things, but I think once we put them together, it became very synergistic, to use an Air Force word, and so we do the soup to nuts course. Oh, from
synergistic. Helping. Chris, you're killing me over here, man.
Right. It's true, though, man. Sometimes,
yeah, it is.
Sometimes putting together quality people really produces very high quality products. And so
it's a true synergy. True synergy.
Yeah, it really is. It's not just something you put in an OPR and then people don't believe it 10 years later. This really has been a fantastic program. And what we do is more than just provide people with a rating. I pride myself on helping people get a job.
So, Chris, talking about after we find out where you came from a lot of people know all about Milta ATP, but I think what we're a lot of guys that I've talked to who are kind of in that no man's land, don't really know what's going on yet. And I'm one of those guys, right? I'm an ATP holder. I never had to do the CTP course. Quick, brief synopsis. What is the current requirement for all of our pilots out there who are kind of waiting to make that next step? What is it, and how do you get one now? Like the what am I supposed to go do?
Yeah, so the backstory is Congress decided they had enough of commercial aviation accidents, and so they tasked the FAA to come up with a different pathway to get an ATP. And fortunately for military guys, that there is an abbreviated shortcut in there. But for the grand majority of pilots, you need 1,500 hours, and then you have to go and do the certification training program, which is 30 hours of ground academics and then 10 hours in a sim. And part of that has to be in a full flight simulator, so one of the big ones, 6 hours of it.
Okay.
So that course is offered right now commercially by about 8 companies worldwide. The course itself for military guys is a good refresher for a lot of things you learned probably a long time ago. But in addition to that, it talks about Part 121 operations. And then a couple of other things that as military pilots, you've never really been exposed to. And then it certainly exposes you to a big sim. So with Delta Airlines, our partnership doesn't require you to be in any specific sim. But up until now, we've only used 747, 57, 67, and 777. And so it's been a value added course for everybody that's gone through it. That course now is the prerequisite to taking the written test. So when you show up now for your written test, you have to have a certificate of graduation from an FAA-approved CTP course provider.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that was always my big confusion talking with folks, because I went, took my ATP, studied, took my test, and boom, I just go and knock it out. And these CTP courses are what changes things for me. And I guess one of the things that I wanted to ask you then is, so if you have to go get this, you got to go get your certificate. You got to go check your box.
Right.
When I go to the Delta CTP course, how is that different than if I were to go to anybody else that's out there? And frankly, to be honest, Chris, you know where I come from. I don't really know of any other course out there, just because of my connection with the certain company in Atlanta. What's different between Delta and then somebody else or anybody else, I guess?
Yeah, well, there's several differences. One, Delta is the only major airline that offers the course. So unfortunately, as you know, I have an affiliation with a major airline that's headquartered in Chicago.
Yep, we don't offer them.
American Airlines doesn't have it. FedEx doesn't have it. UPS doesn't have it. Delta Airlines is the only one that has it. And so while you certainly could go and do this with one of the other companies, you don't get what they call it at Delta. You don't get the Delta Disney experience where they show you around the operations center. They show you where the magic happens, where the dispatchers are, where the weather service is, where the hiring office for Delta is, where the new hires are right down the hallway. So you get a week worth of networking at Delta.
So, Chris, on TPM, a couple of people have asked recently if that CTP course is actually preparing you for the written. What are your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely not. On the contrary, the CTP and the written test are not that they're mutually exclusive, because certainly the CTP is the prerequisite for the written test. Mm-hmm. But one of our other partners is Shepherd Air. And for the price of our course, we include the Shepherd Air test preparation and the written test also. And so, yeah, you certainly need to study for the written test as a standalone event. But the nice thing about the CTP is there's no prerequisites and there's no demo pro requirements. Everything is practiced to proficiency. And so even for guys that haven't flown an airplane in a long time, it's a great airplane refresher. And for guys that have never flown with glass, it's a great intro to glass, because there's no homework, there's no preparation before you show up. It's simply show up and treat it like it's a pre-interview. So show up well-dressed, stay awake, listen to what they say in the academics, and absorb as much as you possibly can from the Delta Training Center, and then listen to the sim instructor, because they're going to teach you everything you need to know about passing this course.
So you said Emerald Coast was part of Milta Airlines course that you've developed, right? Another partner?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How does that work?
And Aaron, yeah, when guys register through our website, Brittany Martin, the operations manager, automatically signs them up for Emerald Coast, and there's instructions on exactly what to do on the website once you get signed up. But as you guys know, Aaron Hagen has the best consulting business around for interview prep, whether it be for an airline or other job. And so we do it in person here at our flight school once a month, where they send a counselor here, and it's always standing room only. Even when we get people, in addition to people that do our MAC course, we have other people from the within hundreds of miles that will drive here to do it because it's such a high demand for Aaron's courses. Or you can do it all online. It certainly is preferable to do part of it in person, but there's no requirement for that either. So you can do it as part of the course here. We can schedule your practical if you decide to do that with us to coincide with the Emerald Coast counselor being here, or you can simply do it online, or you can even do it at a location of your choosing where they have them available on Aaron's website. But it's been a great partnership. They do such a good job preparing people for interviews that, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't have the airline job that I have if I hadn't done Emerald Coast, just because I've never, as most military guys say the same, they've never interviewed for a job. And so this is just very good preparation. They're not telling you what to say, but they're helping you shape your answers in the correct form and dig out interesting stories that are applicable to the answers that the airline interviewers are going to ask you.
Cool. So when they show, let's say they've done the Delta CTP course, which I assume is a prerequisite for the ATP practical portion. Once they're
So the CTP is the prerequisite for the written, and then the written is the prerequisite for the practical.
I see. So let's say a prospective candidate gets that completed, and then they have a date to show up with you in Goldsboro. What do they need to have prepared, and how is that process? Like, what do they have to plan for in order to show up prepared day one?
We send out, as soon as guys or gals register with us, we make sure that they have all of the materials they could possibly need to show up here and study. And there's certainly some homework to show up for the practical. Our flight school, we use five different ATP examiners, which really loans credibility to our program. And you don't get a maneuver in relation to the examiner prep. You get a well-rounded prep where you could take any one of our airplanes and go with any examiner and pass a check ride. So it's a legitimate check ride that people need to prepare for. The fact is most military pilots can't spell far aim. And so
that's a true statement right there, Chris.
Yeah, guilty myself. I'm living proof that anybody can learn and fly and teach.
Yeah.
But so we do, you know, we send out a lot of homework that if people read it and they show up very well prepared, the pass rate is 100%. It's, you know, when people don't do the homework we send them, they show up and they struggle a little bit. But certainly it's a bit of a fire hose effect, even if you're prepared, but being unprepared certainly makes the week much, much less pleasant. Showing up prepared here, though, doing the homework that we ask you to do. There's a couple of videos we ask people to watch and some quick reading, but as long as you do that stuff, when you show up here, we'll hand you a checklist or instrument approaches, and then we'll do a lot of ground academics before we go fly. And we've tailored our course so that military pilots are very comfortable with it. There's a syllabus that we follow, and there's demo pro items on every ride that we stick to. And so I think we do a great job of preparing people for the ATP practical check ride. And part of that, obviously, is the oral eval.
So, Chris, with everything that you, and that's a lot of information put on a lot of people's brains out there. I mean, whether you're military or not, that's a lot of stuff. If you're somebody chasing the dragon dream of becoming a commercial airliner pilot, as I've heard myself called by many of the non-airliner pilots out there, I think it behooves us to study up, do your research, and make an informed call before you make that initial call. But also, it's good to know what's going on at the place that you're going to go get your ATP. So what is the state of the state, if you want to call it that, over at Mil-2 ATP right now?
Well, we are we're alive and kicking, that's for sure. We run the ATP course Monday through Friday. And we have anywhere between 2 and 8 students a week, every week. So it's been great. And in addition to that, we're working on a couple of other things that we'll talk about later. But, you know, the big thing is, and I can't emphasize this enough, I get lots of phone calls from folks that are not current. That seems to be the, you know, recently guys have realized that, wow, maybe I do have a future in commercial aviation. I just need to get some recency or currency. And then as a military pilot, boy, the airlines are going to snap guys up pretty quickly. And so a lot of folks, I talked to 3 people today, all of them between 2.5 and 10 years out of flying, and they're trying to find their way back into commercial aviation. And the exciting thing is, it's a great time to be getting back into commercial aviation. I recently read something on LinkedIn that if you define the lack of unemployment combined with increases in salaries as a shortage, well, then there absolutely is a pilot shortage. As you guys know, regionals and major airlines have increased salaries enough that it's becoming attractive again for folks to get back into commercial aviation. Sorry, it's drawing people back out that had given up on flying and gone to do something else because it just wasn't lucrative, but it is again. So
that's a very interesting way to look at it as well. So I agree. I think the be all end all to the industry question that's always out there is there a pilot shortage, and the industry starting to rebound and it's starting to turn to the pilot's favor. So now is as good as any of the time to kind of get off your duff and make that move. And I think that is kind of pieced together with these announcements you have.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we really pushed to do was to expand Delta Airlines' capability to train guys. They only do 8 CTPs every other week. And so it's a little bit of a choke point, but obviously Delta Airlines owns those sims and they use them to train guys like you. And so the Delta CTP ATP has to play second fiddle to airline training.
For sure.
And so they've limited it to 8 seats every other week. And it's simply because when you're at the Delta Training Center, you start on Monday at 7 in the morning and you do academics until academics are over. And then you're always given some very specific sim periods, Friday night and Saturday night. And so they have to guarantee that sims are available. And the only way they can do that is to do it every other week. Well, there happen to be sims available 7 days a week down there in the evening period, but it's impossible to start a course that ends every day of the week. And so to be able to utilize more of those sims, Delta Airlines and Milta ATP partnered to do a satellite course. And we announced this a little while back via the network, but we are certainly now an FAA-approved satellite for Delta Airlines. And what that means is now we can teach academics here at our location in Goldsboro. So wow. Big Delta comes to Milta ATP and teaches the academics. And we're calling it the weekends course. And now we have the liberty of scheduling sim periods Monday through Friday also. So I'm excited to say that the first weekends course that we're doing is actually over the 4th of July weekend. It's a long weekend. It's a 4-day weekend for military guys. And we figured local area being about from Langley Air Force Base down to Charleston, that guys could drive down here on Thursday after work. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they could take academics. And then Delta gave us the 747-400 full flight simulator for our 16 sim periods.
Wow.
So that's a big deal because it's awesome. Going to increase Delta's ability to produce students, and it's exclusive to us because we're the only satellite that Big Delta has taken a gamble on. So I'm extremely proud of that.
And on top of everything else, for those of you who want the chance to fly the 747, aside from about 2 companies that exist out there, that's probably your last shot unless you're going to be an expat working over in China. So if that's your dream to go try to knock that out, I would go knock that out right now unless you want to go to Atlas or something or Kalita. And if you're interested in that, hit me up. But yeah, so sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to interrupt. So that's one very cool announcement. What else is going on over at Milta ATP?
That announcement is so cool that I've actually considered signing up for the course myself because I want to go fly the 747.
Well, you know, I I don't need to sign up for that course because I have that type rating on my certificate already. So not to gloat or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, talking back to your Atlas days.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good, man. I'll have other ratings eventually. It's all good. I'm just waiting. So, you know, the other part of that that's really exciting is earlier I mentioned that only 6 hours of the CTP has to be done in a full flight simulator. The other four of it can be done in a flight training device, which is a quasi sim. But for this course, Delta's giving us the 747-400 full flight simulator for all 10 hours. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's a Delta instructor that teaches both the ground academics and in the sim, correct?
You are correct, yes, sir. The Delta instructor is coming here to Goldsboro to teach the academics, and then it will be Delta sim instructors at the Delta Training Center teaching the simulator, the 10 hours of sim time.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty exciting.
And just out of curiosity, I know we haven't talked about it for a little while. Are you guys – does MilitATP accept GI Bill payments?
Yeah, it's like you have ESPN, as my kid says. we finally, you remember the last time we talked about this, I think it was Adam that said Jurassic snails.
Yeah, it's been just within grasp.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So it has been right there just out of our grasp, but we finally got the VA to promise us a date. I still will throw the disclaimer out there for guys that have kids that can transfer this benefit to their kids. It is a much more efficient use of your money to use it for education, because when the VA pays for vocational training, they'll do up to $12,500 a year, but that's an entire year of benefits. Mm-hmm. So my saying is, it's like putting $100 into a Coke machine, knowing that you're not going to get any change back.
Yeah.
So certainly it does make sense for some people. I talked to a Colonel 06 the other day. His wife was a PhD. They didn't have any kids. That makes sense. He's going to lose it. He doesn't have any use for it, so it would make sense for him to use it. But for the great majority of us that have children or a spouse that wants to go to college, I'm not poo-pooing you using it for flight training, but certainly it would go to better use if you used it for education.
Couldn't agree
more.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see that, man. That is absolutely one of the announcements I wanted to make, is we are finally, I can say, on the cusp of being approved for GI Bill funding.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But Delta Airlines is already approved. And so even if you come through us, you can still be audit right now. You can already be refunded for the CTP part of it through Delta. There are some prerequisites. Almost all flight training requires you to pay for it in advance and then be reimbursed by the VA. So don't be surprised if you try and use your GI Bill and someone presents you with a bill to pay for it, mm-hmm. simply because there have been instances where people are not eligible and they show up with a fictitious certificate of eligibility,
sure.
and then the flight school gets the raw deal on quite a bit of flight training. So
yeah.
that tends to be the standard, is you pay for it in advance and then you get paid back by the VA.
Yep.
And we've heard that sometimes can take a while, but
no way.
Some reports have been that it's actually been going pretty quick, faster than people
expected. Jurassic snails, my friend. Jurassic snails.
It is a government-run organization, fellas. Let's not forget the bureaucracy that exists in some of our former lives, some of our current lives, and the VA happens. And God bless them. There's a lot of hard workers and great people that work at the VA, but the bureaucracy itself is just staggering. So maybe Jurassic snails is the coined phrase. You're right on. Or maybe I'm right on.
I think you're right on. Yeah, I stole that from you. So
awesome.
So the other thing I'd like to talk about is Rotary Transition Program. We have – I'm not going to name names, but we've been talking to some of the regional airlines.
Are those the things that fly without wings? Is that the – Yeah, because
well, powered lift is what they call it.
Powered lift. Okay, yeah. I thought they were dirigibles or something. No, I got a lot of helicopter buddies, and you got to give them a little bit of nonsense because they deserve it. But yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk rotor, because rotorheads don't get any respect.
They don't get enough. They don't. You're right. And you know, the good news is this same pilot shortage or non-pilot shortage. I'm not sure what we're calling it today, but the same lack of qualified pilots has forced the regionals to turn to those guys that have been getting no respect for years. So because they went through military pilot training, they're eligible for the restricted ATP because they have 750 hours of flight time. what they need to do now is get some fixed wing flight time. And so we are in the process of partnering with several regional airlines to offer guys down here, mostly at Fort Bragg. My goal with the flight school is to save guys time and money. And if I can keep them from having to go to San Diego or Pensacola to do a rotary transition program, well, absolutely. And I'd love to provide them with the flight training. So we've actually already got a couple of helicopter guys that have started flying with us. And hopefully we'll help these guys get to a regional and then onto a major airline as quickly as possible. So that's pretty exciting, for the rotary guys that I know are on TPN. And I'm happy to say we've been working on this for several months, and I think we're finally starting to make headway with it.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris. This has been a really cool conversation, and for the update on where you guys are at and some pretty incredible announcements that you had. You know, forward progress is always being made, and I know the big rush for getting your ATP is over, and it's great to hear that there's still a pipeline of pilots that are trying to move through, and we just want to say thank you to you and your team for being far more than advertisers. You truly have been sponsors and partners of TPN and giving advice and helping us out in every way you could. And we want to extend our thanks to you. And I know there's just a lot of great information that you have to share. So we want to encourage people to get a hold of you. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, again, the easiest way to find us is Google search bar, MIL, the number 2 ATP. Once you open up our website, there's a link that says contact us. There's phone numbers and email addresses. And we pride ourselves on getting back to people. If we're not there to physically answer the phone, we pride ourselves on getting back to people the same day. So, yeah, contact us. Feel free. And certainly, as you guys know, there's lots of advice out there on the internet. There's lots of good advice on TPN. But it doesn't necessarily always apply to your situation. And so if anybody has a question, I promise you advice is free. And I'm the world's worst salesman. So I won't try and sell you anything, but give us a call and I will try and answer your question directly.
So network, listen to what Chris said. Don't be afraid to connect to Chris, MIL2 ATP as a whole, or anyone else on the network. This is what we're all about. That is what we do. That is why TPN exists, to connect all of us, find us together like we're the force, and go out and do great, amazing things within our industry. We need it. And when you want to get a hold of us, that's Matt Sweet and Adam Uhunt, the dudes who curate the network. They founded the network and the overall take care others of the network. You can reach us directly by typing heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org into some sort of email delivery vehicle. And another thing that you can go do, which is pretty new, I think we're hanging out about a month, Matt, right? The hard launch went May 1st. Is that correct?
Yep, that's accurate. Just coming up on a month here.
Yep, so we're coming up on a month pretty rapidly. Is the Pilot Network app, and it's super easy. Go to the app store of your choice, whether you're an Android guy or an Apple guy, it doesn't matter, or girl. I hope I'm not coming across as chauvinistic. I'm definitely not a male chauvinistic asshole, and I apologize. So please, if you can, give me a break. If not, let me hear about it. Let us all hear about it. Contact us at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org, or tell us about it in the Facebook group, or better yet, download the app and blast us. We'll be more than happy to take that criticism, and I will humbly lower my head and put my tail between my legs. Go download the app and keep in contact with us. Keep in contact with the network. That's what we're here for. We're working together to make our future industry, our vocation, great again. So until the next time, let's keep the shiny side up and the chem trail switch in the OFF position. Everyone, please fly safe out there. See you later.